Here's the commentary for the options worksheet. Now, first I want to say, these are not going to be on the exam, folks. Don't worry about them. But these are on the Series 7, and even more so. So this is the kind of stuff you have to deal with when you go on, when you take the Series 7. So this is an example. These are good examples. In fact, there's a little bit more about options that you need to know in terms of calculations. But this is a good start. So let's take a look at number one. First of all, you're going to do these on your own first, right? You're going to do them on your own, and you're only listening to the commentary after you've done them by yourself, and then go back to make sure you did them right. Right? Okay. All right. Now, number one. You think that big and oily malted balls, candy, the symbol is bomb, is going to be the next best big thing. The stock is currently selling for $29. So instead of buying the stock, you want some real excitement in your life, you purchase a call options contract to buy 100 shares at $30. So that's one contract, and it controls 100 shares. The price of the option, also called the premium of the option, was $2. So answer the following questions. Is your option in the money, at the money, or out of the money? In other words, can you exercise your option right now and make any money? And the answer is no. It is out of the money. It is $1 out of the money because it's currently selling for $29 and the option is to buy at $30. So why would you exercise this option? You would. You could buy it at $29. So you're hoping that the price is going to go up, because if it does, oh boy, will the price of your option go up. Okay, so number two, part number two of question number one, what is the break-even point for your option? Well, you have to pay the option premium, the option price, so that was $2. Plus, it's got to go over the strike price of $30, so you won't make any money in the option, excluding commissions, folks, until you hit $32. That's your break-even point. So ignoring commissions, if the stock price rose to $36, what would be your profit? Well, the stock price would rise to $36. You had to pay $32, basically, the $2 option price plus the strike price of $30. So $36 minus $32 is $4 profit. And remember, this is times 100 shares. So you'd have a $400 profit excluding commissions. Got it? Do it again. Because these are the kind of questions you get on the Series 7. Now, question number two. You are sure that the price of Opie's Obedient Pet Service, the simple symbol is OOPS, is far too high. You think investors have bid up the price to an outrageous amount. About a month ago, you purchased a put options contract to sell 100 shares at 90. So you bought one contract which controls 100 shares, and the strike price is 90. The price of the option, the premium of the option, was $3. The stock is currently selling for $88. Answer the following questions. Now, this is a put option. It's an option to sell at $90. Is your option in the money, at the money, or out of the money? Right, because it's an option to sell at $90 and the stock is currently selling for $88, you're in the money. You're $2 in the money because the stock price is below the strike price. So what's your break-even point? Well, you have the stock price, $90, minus the option price, because we're hoping that the price goes down with a put. And that's $87 break-even price. The stock has to fall to $87 before you make any money. And this doesn't include commissions again. Remember that. Now, ignoring commissions, if the stock price fell to $82, what would be your profit? Well, you'd have the $87 break-even price. Remember, you're putting it at $90, and you had to pay $3 for the option. minus the $82 price that it fell to, so you would essentially make $5 profit times 100 shares, because every contract of controls 100 shares. So in this, if the stock price fell to $82, you'd make $500 profit. Pretty neat? You understand it? I know. Number one and number two are essentially the same question, except one's a call and one's a put, and they're mirror images of one another. Espejos, right? They're mirror images of one another. Now, number three, this is where your broker figures, well, boy, are you a sucker. You like to buy and sell options? We're gonna offer you a wonderful way to make money. Your broker calls you and says, you know, straddles are a great way for you to generate commissions. I mean, make money. This stock, Young's Underwater Crab Hatchery, symbol YUCK, is extremely volatile. It's currently selling for $33. I suggest you purchase a call option to buy at $35 and a put option to sell at $35. Okay? That's called a straddle. The price of the call option is $2. The price of the put option is $5. And even though you're not quite sure whether or not this is a good idea, you go ahead with the offer from your broker. So answer the following questions. What is the total price of your options? Well, we're going to exclude commissions again. You pay $2 for the call, $5 for the put. That's $7, right, times 100 shares, or $700. So really, we probably should multiply 2 times 100 and 5 times 100, but you get the same amount. You get 200 plus 500, or $700. You have to pay $700 for these options. And you also have to pay commissions, but we're not bothering commissions. Now, part two of problem number three, how far does the stock price have to swing from $35 in either direction before your straddle is in the money? In other words, what's the break-even point? Well, remember, we're going to make money if the stock goes up if we pass the strike price plus the price of our options, and we'll make money if the stock falls below the strike price plus, you know, minus, if you will, our $7 price of the options. So we've got to go 35 plus 7, which is 42. We've got to go above $42, or we have to go below $28 before we make any money. And this doesn't even include commissions. Do you understand why I'm so down on options and why some brokers love to get their clients hooked on these things? Because, you know, they generate a lot of commissions, but it ain't easy for you to make money. Number four, you purchased 100 shares of Pretzels Unlimited. We've seen that one, haven't we? Symbols PU. Some time ago, when the price was 10, the current price is around 72. Whoa, have you done well? And you are thinking of selling, but you aren't sure. Instead, what you do is you sell. Another word for that is write, and another word for that is make a single call option contract at the strike price of $75. So you sell an option. You're not the buyer of the option this time, you're the seller of the option. So the current price is around 72, and you sell a single call option at the strike price of $75. The option price, or premium, was $1. Answer the following questions. How much money did you receive when you sold or wrote or made the call options contract? Well, the price was $1. And remember, every contract controls 100 shares, so you made $100. That's in your pocket, folks. Excluding the commissions, you got $100. If the option is exercised, part number two, what price will you receive for your 100 shares of PU stock? Well, remember, the strike price was $75, so you're going to get $75 times your 100 shares. So what is the total amount you will receive? and what are the disadvantages of this strategy? Well, the total amount you're going to receive is you're going to get the $75 strike price plus a buck option, or $70 for the option price. So 75 plus a dollar is $76 per share, and remember the control is 100 shares, so that's $7,600. Now, what's the disadvantages? Well, if the price were to rise very high, say 100, well, guess what? You have to sell it for 75. You would lose the opportunity to sell the stock at a very high price. Make sense? Okay. And that's, you know, do you think that's a bad strategy? I don't do it, but I've often thought about it because it makes sense. It allows you to get a little extra dollars in your pocket from a stock. And number five, fire abatement technology. The symbol is FAT. It's currently selling for $15. You are thinking of purchasing 100 shares, but you're not quite sure. You know, you're thinking about it. Instead, you say, okay, I'm going to sell, write, make, all those three words are all used, a single put options contract with a strike price of $15. Okay? I'm thinking of buying the stock, so I'll sell a put, which means that somebody could put the stock to me. They could sell the stock to me for $15. Well, that's what I'm thinking of paying for it anyway. The put option sells for $2. So answer the following questions. How much money did you receive when you sold or wrote or made the put options contract? Well, the option price was $2, and every contract controls 100 shares, so you got $200 in your pocket, minus the commissions. If the option is exercised, what price will you pay for the 100 shares of the PU stock? Well, the strike price is $15, so that means we're going to have to pay $15 per share, no matter what happens to the price. What's the effective price per share that you paid FAT. I got the wrong names in there. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just cross out PU and put FAT. Assuming the option is exercised, right? Assuming the option is exercised, what's the effective price? Well, we're going to pay $15 for every share, but remember, we got $2 per share for the option. So our effective price is $13. You see? You see what's going on? It allows us to buy the shares for less because we were able to make money off of the put option. But it's not a guarantee that we're going to get the shares. So last part, is this an effective strategy? Well, it may be an effective strategy as long as you have the cash. You see, if you have the cash, you're covered in case it is put to you. You don't have to scramble and go out there and, cover that option. You're already covered. You got the money. What are the advantages and disadvantages? Well, the advantage is that you get a cheaper price than what you would have paid. I was going to pay $15 anyway. I now got it for $13. But the disadvantage is, what if the stock falls very low? Well, you still have to buy the stock at 15. And another disadvantage is, what if you really did want the stock, and if the price goes up, you're not going to get it. You're going to be sitting on the sidelines while you watch the price go up. You get your $2 per share for the put option, but you don't get the stock. So, you can always buy it, but you miss the $15 price you were going to get in on. So, do these make sense? If not, go over them again and again and again. And these are the kind of problems you have on the Series 7. You see, they're really not that hard. They're just tricky, and you have to be clear in your head the difference between the call and the put, because that's what messes people up the most, folks. Because they're mirror images of one another. One, you make money when the price goes up. The other, you make money when the price goes down. So everything is in reverse. I don't know if you've ever tried to cut your own hair in the mirror, but I try to trim my beard the best I can. And boy, that mirror always tricks you. You know, you think you're supposed to move this way, but you're really supposed to move that way. And that's what I find with these options. They just trick you because you zig when you should have zagged. If that makes any sense. Okay? Great.
By the way, I refixed the PU at the number 5 to fat, but then I didn't redo the key. I hope you don't mind, because that means I have to do the whole thing. Anyway, so I hope I didn't throw you a curveball on that. Problem number 5 should have FAT as the symbol and not PU. All right, bye-bye.